This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
Let's dance. Let's party. Let's boogie.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the week.
When do I talk? I just listened to Rebecca Black. I don't know what to do after that. That's a heck of an intro. We want to thank our guests. You heard them earlier. Joe Ostrowski, Brett Coleman, Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel. That was great stuff, especially since Joe Ostrowski gave us one update. And then we got another one from Rich. Good stuff. Talking about Augusta, of course. And then also thanks to everybody who helped be a part of this one. Ray Diaz, Adam Stadzinski, Brandon Fryer, our video team, Matt Anaya, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, to Marshall Harris, and to you for listening. As we head out to the remote now, transitions on 670 The Score, brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. We bring in Spiegel and Holmes from Lindenhurst at Lynx Golf and Sports Bar. So you guys have been watching this golf for a minute, huh?
Well, we've been watching it, and also we've been participating a little bit because they've got the hitting bays here. I got fitted for a new putter. There's all sorts of stuff. And that's not even the best stuff that's happened to us since we walked into Lindenhurst.
A lot of good things have gone on. That is for damn sure. The four golf bays are glorious.
Yes.
I mean, they're beautiful, these virtual bays. This place is golf heaven, man. Like, all the screens around here, all showing the Masters and, like, whichever feed they want, because they're using the Masters app and, like, there's different feeds on different screens. This is a good hang.
I wasn't sure what to expect from, like, a crowd standpoint, because I didn't know if people really, like, do they commiserate and watch the Masters, but I'm really, like, kind of digging the vibe here where folks are working on their game.
Yes.
They're having a beer. They're having pizza. Also, the folks here have also, they have free brats, dogs, and burgers being made outside. So, like, as you walk in to this place, you are greeted by food fresh off the grill that you can just have. So if you're in the Lindenhurst area,
come hang.
Come through.
I mean, how far is that? Because I'm on my way. I heard free food.
Marshall and I looked at each other, and I was like, oh, we're at the wrong place.
It's a bit of a hike for you guys. I mean, it's good from the studio. It's going to be about 40 miles. You got to go past Hallis Hall to get to
granted,
it.
Granted.
But it's worth it.
43 miles from
hi?
The South Loop.
Yeah. Should we tell them hi? Be like, what's up, guys? Who you drafting?
You just walk on in.
Yeah, man. Like, they're definitely splitting the difference on the Bears-Packers thing. Here, there is there's a photo in the back as you head towards the restrooms of Brett Favre and Brian Urlacher together, and there's clearly A clientele. Some dig the Favre part, some dig the Urlacher
part. Well, we're in that area of the state where it's infiltrated, where there's a ton of Packer fans that end up showing up. And talking with the guys that run this place on Sundays, they run into half Bears, half Packers in this place, because between transplants, folks who live right across the border, and folks just needling their Bears fan or Packer fan friends, this is what you end up getting.
Occupied Wisconsin, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. By the way, I didn't talk with Studs about this, I don't think, after the Oscars last year, but did you guys ever bring back the Schwarzenegger, Keaton, DeVito stuff from the Oscars? Where the last year's Oscars, they were on stage together, and, you know, both of those guys played villains. Arnold played Mr. Freeze, and Danny DeVito played the Penguin. And they came out together to give an award, and they're staring at Michael Keaton. They're like, yeah, there he is. There he is right there. I hate that guy. And they're doing this whole bit. And Keaton immediately turned into Batman.
Oh, that's tremendous.
He turned into – it was so – he didn't say a word, but you saw his face – turn into Batman. I was like, that is some great bleep right there.
Best movie Batman. Who was it?
I think
Val Kilmer.
I mean, Kilmer was pretty damn good.
I just said that because RIP, I love Val Kilmer.
I heard a whoa out there. I think it's Keaton. I voted Keaton. I mean, a lot of people might disagree, but that's how I felt.
Not Christian Bale?
I'm going to go Bale.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Yeah, I think Bale in the first one. Bale in the second one was doing sort of a Bale impression.
Yeah.
Like he kind of.
A little bit more Bruce Wayne than he was Batman in that. You know what I mean?
What was it, the second one where I was like, all right, he's really leaning into this thing?
You kind of have to.
I was just reading from the old comics, and really people think that Bruce Wayne is Batman, but really Batman's playing Bruce Wayne when he doesn't have the mask on. That's the whole thing.
That's canon, Marshall.
Yeah,
because
it is, yeah.
In Batman Beyond. He actually says that. There's a whole thing where someone is impersonating him, and he was discussing it with Terry, who is the new Batman, and he's like, oh, yeah, they were totally wrong, because they thought that I think of myself as Bruce Wayne. I don't. I'm Batman. Like, well, I don't
well,
think of myself
Wonder
as
Woman
Bruce
has
Wayne.
A lasso of truth around him and asks who he is. He's like, I'm Batman. He doesn't say Bruce Wayne. Like, she's trying to figure out who's who, what. Like, yeah.
I mean, where does Batman end and where does Bruce Wayne begin? This is one of the existential questions of our time.
Studs has been trying to figure it out, and he still hates Adam West, and I don't understand.
Why does he hate Adam West?
He does not like Batman 66. He is here for the jokey, the fun, the way that they played with the art form. He is not here for any of it.
I get it, too, because, like, for a lot of us, that's first generation stuff. Not that we were around in 66, but it was like weekdays, 3:30 afternoon.
Felt good.
4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I just got home from school. Let me settle in. Mom and dad aren't here yet. I'm going to have some chips and watch this thing on the couch, and it's my time.
I would draw my answer on the Batman thing. It's Kevin Conroy.
The voice of Batman for forever, RIP to him as well. But look, Batman 66, if you're not doing the Batusi when you're out there dancing, you're doing it wrong.
That's my point, is I like a little humor and camp with my suspension of disbelief. Is that wrong?
You got Eartha Kitt, man.
Yeah, you got all kinds
Frank
of...
Frank Gorshin, like Cesar Romero, like the villains of Batman 66.
And King Tut. Who is my guy? Victor Buono.
Yes.
Victor Buono is King Tut.
Look, that's a good call.
If you just want to watch one scene that summarizes it all and what fun it's supposed to be, it's Batman and Joker surfing. That right there is just joy. It's pure joy.
But it's also like everybody who played a villain was having so much fun on the Batman shows. And like, it put it together for me when I saw the Jesus Christ Superstar movie and there's Victor Buono as King Herod. And I played I played King Herod in Jesus Christ Superstar. It's like one of the greatest roles ever in a musical, because it's like an hour and a half of the heaviest stuff ever. Like literally the heaviest storyline of all time. And then King Herod comes out there and does some soft shoe.
Yeah.
And if you can't get laughs as King Herod, then just get out of the business. You know what I mean? Like, you got no business being in that, in the entertainment realm. And there was Victor Buono just absolutely killing it.
Very demanding of you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do love the villain arc of this, though, because to me, like, Adam played it earlier. Studs played it earlier this week. He played Party Man by Prince. And I just am obsessed with that scene where Jack Nicholson comes in and he's says, "Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds, shall we?" And then the boombox hits. Like, there's a play on a boombox. Like, that is it for me, villain-wise.
The whole idea of Prince being like, "I want to do the entire soundtrack for this. I want to live in that space and do the entire soundtrack for that movie." It lets you know, like, the different tentacles that, like, the Batman mythos has been able to carry over. I mean, but let's be frank, fascist, and beats up people with mental health issues.
Yeah, but you know what else is fascist? Strikeouts. Strikeouts,
yes,
are fascist.
You need more democratic.
Yes, I do.
Strikeouts are fascist.
Well, that's
the line.
It's the line from Bull Durham.
You know, yeah.
Because it's like, strikeouts are fascist. Involve your infielders a little bit. Like, go ahead. Yeah. Give up some contact. Layla, where are you on this? This came up yesterday. It was just sort of an aside in the middle of a conversation about Tom House, which was really fun. Lawrence had found some stuff on the Pablo Torre podcast about Tom House, one of the great, like, sports scientists of our lifetime. But I think the game was better when there were fewer dudes who could just give you 96 to 100 with frequency. I thought it, I call me an old man if you want, but I thought the game was better when there was more guys throwing somewhere between 87 and 94 who could get you out with guile, or you'd end up with more balls in play because they just weren't quite as dominant. Your thoughts, Layla?
Well, so obviously my dad was born in Iran and he did not grow up a baseball fan. My mother was not necessarily a willing baseball fan either. But she did get me the anthology, The Best American Sports Writing, every year. That's how I found out about people like, say, Rick Tlender. You know, Rick Riley, before I used to read a lot of Sports Illustrated. Really wonderful writers. And one of my favorite articles was talking about the pitching concepts of Greg Maddux. And so, of course, I come from that school because that was one of my favorite articles to read and learn about baseball on my own. And I like the Braves because they were on that damn superstation growing up.
TBS.
TBS. It was them and WGN where I was growing up. So those, you know, you could get those games sometimes easier than the Rangers at the time. So clearly, all of that said, I like, you know, mixing the pitch speed. And I remember seeing guys like Troy Percival and just being blown away, not knowing what to do with that kind of speed and not knowing if anybody could ever hit it. Narrator, they didn't end up hitting it. But that is the era that I really grew up learning and appreciating baseball and pitching in particular.
You're a really interesting voice on sports radio. Like the way that you found that stuff is very different than the way a lot of us found that stuff. And I've told you this privately, like the way your brain works and like the spontaneous stuff that you say is very unique in this landscape. It's like, I'm glad you're on this station. It's interesting because like I grew up reading Tellender and reading Ron Fimright and reading all those SI writers, like that was the Bible every week, and that's how I found it. And she found it in these anthologies and got into whichever ones those people chose as the best writing. It's an interesting way to build your sports brain.
Reading Terry Bores.
Yeah,
exactly. Or you just get it where you could find it. And sure, when your baseball team that you were watching wasn't very good, you know, you knew about guys like Nolan Ryan, for example, but Fergie Jenkins, but you know, those were few and far between at the time.
I think that you would actually really like the episode of Pablo with Tom House, because there's a lot of Nolan Ryan conversation inside of there, because Nolan Ryan adopting some of the what were at the time these far out ideas that Tom House had about throwing a football if you're a pitcher to help with your biomechanics. Ryan bought into it and ended up thanking Tom House at his Hall of Fame. But like he was in there, he was telling stories about getting Ryan on board with it and it making sense to him. And you're talking about one of the most naturally gifted throwers of the baseball, or just throwers overall.
But he tried to maximize it with all that stuff too. That's how you end up being Nolan Ryan, is that you have the gift, but you are also maximizing it with everything at your disposal.
That's why he's saying that the idea of 118 is achievable. That
118 miles per hour.
That it's achievable.
That's
if
crazy.
You find the right combination of guy and mechanics and want to.
Didn't Kopech hit 110 famously?
Yeah, growing up in Texas, he did. And how's he doing? He's doing all right, actually.
He won a World Series.
He did win a World Series.
He's in a better place.
He went from the worst team in terms of losses of all time to a World Series champion in the span of a season.
It's funny what happens when you do that,
you go from a really bad team to a good team, and how different you look, Luis Robert. It really makes a difference on what it is
Lawrence.
That you're doing.
They've got to get a good return for him, but he's got to start doing something.
No, they don't. That's the problem, Marshall.
They ruined it.
They're not going to get a good return for him.
That makes me sad.
Well, you know, the only way that you get a good return for him is if you eat the money. Baseball trades are like NBA trades now.
Yeah,
In spring training, when the Reds wanted him, they should have eaten as much of the money on his contract as they needed to in order to get back some offensive prospects, because they need offensive prospects. And now Luis Robert is reminding everybody just how bad he can be. And he has been bad many, many times in his career. They're not going to get something of consequence for Luis unless they eat all the money. And they better do it. I mean, maybe it'll happen magically by the time the deadline comes around and they'll agree to eat the money. But they had their chance with Cincinnati specifically in spring training, and they blew it.
Hey, Speaks.
Yo.
Can I just get four quarters, though, when at the end of the season when they don't get to 46.5?
Wow.
Can I just get the four quarters? I don't want a dollar bill. I want four quarters from you.
Wow. Yeah, well, I took the over on 46.5, right?
Yeah, so I want the four quarters.
Pennies.
I don't want pennies. I don't want pennies, and I don't want nickels or
dimes.
How
about 20 nickels?
I want four quarters.
It's a good day to ask me for some money.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's a very good day.
It's
to
a
ask
very. Good
oh, did we get a payout last night?
I mean,
well, no. We're not sharing this.
We're not gonna share. We're gonna wait. It's our
wait.
Lead. It's our look at that.
We're
usually I'm the guy trying not to spill the beans on the lead.
No, this one.
this one we're gonna hold on to.
This one is too good.
Yeah, it's probably true.
We gotta spread out and tell this story a little bit.
Well, we got though. Speaking of the White Sox and it being miserable, Dave O'Brien. Dave O'Brien, one of the two Red Sox broadcasters who was opining about the miserable White Sox yesterday, is going to join us on the show at 2:40. So we will kick things off with the Red Sox in town. Lots of storylines there. Alex Bregman doing some nice things for the Red Sox as well. So
you
lots
guys
to talk about.
Did a great show today. I enjoyed it on the ride up here to Lindenhurst. I release you. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, fellas.
Thanks be to God.
That is Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, Score Middays. They do an incredible job. Like Speak said, we're going to talk with Dave O'Brien, Red Sox play-by-play guy. He can't say that to our pledges. Only we can say that to our pledges. We'll talk with him at 2:40. But when we come back, a tale that you have got to hear from Matt Spiegel and how he is having the best day of his life.
And we're all going to have a good day. Everybody's going to have a good day because of it.
When the train comes in, everybody rides. We'll do that after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.